This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're rocking with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and they will take you into the weekend. They'll take you up to 4 o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah, Raiders football this weekend, by the way. 10 a.m. kickoff, early kickoff this weekend for the Raiders. So if you're out running errands in the morning, getting your coffee, maybe picking up some donuts, maybe picking up some senorita bread, I don't know. Mm. Whatever it is you're into on the weekends, the Raiders are going to be on this very radio station at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320. Also, I want to remind everybody, you can catch whatever you missed live. I saw Katrina in the chat say, I'm back. It should be illegal to schedule meetings during the Insiders. I totally agree. If you need us to write a note to your boss, that works like a doctor's note.
I can write one for you. I would do that.
Yeah, we'll write a little note and you can show it to your boss and say, I got to skip that meeting. But if you missed something because you had a meeting or whatever, subscribe to the podcast, and we upload each hour. We upload the whole show, so you can go back and catch whatever you missed. Mm. Maybe you missed Fantasy Friday with Faraz Siddiqui, and he's answering a ton of questions, giving a ton of good info on how to win your fantasy week this week. Go back and check that out. It'll be in hour number one on the podcast feed. It's not the Insiders, though. It's the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show.
That's right.
It's wherever you get your podcast. They won't let us call it the Insiders. Which is fine. James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show, wherever you get your podcast. Even if you don't want to go listen to it, just download it and subscribe. Help your boys out.
There you go.
Yeah. Be a friend. Salute to everybody listening on 1320 AM. If you are a podcast listener, thank you. And everybody in the chatty house as well. Or if you're not in the chatty house and watching on YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you very much. We'll get to the Kings in a moment. But we got to get to the phones right now. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. That's 916-909-1320. Don, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Don, you're on the air. How are we doing?
Good, good, thank you. I just wanted to know, why do the NBA schedule makers treat the Sacramento Kings just like the Niners are treated every time their schedule comes out? We got Niners with a historically bad rest differential this year, thanks to Niners Wire. And then Kings are out here with a back-to-back on the road. And I swear, if you look, we're also top three in miles, like, traveled this year as well. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Don. So I'll do the miles traveled thing real quick. Part of the miles traveled is just the matter of being on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to get to anywhere, you're going to travel quite a bit. But I do think, we've talked about a couple of weird scheduling quirks, and I don't look at every other team's schedule to see if this happens to other teams. So I don't know if it's like the Niners rest advantage thing where they have like four or five games where the opposing team is coming off their bye week. And all the, I don't want to deep dive that, but the Kings, their road trip was Utah, Atlanta, Toronto, Miami. And that doesn't... And Toronto to Miami is the back-to-back? Or is it Atlanta to Toronto is the back-to-back?
Atlanta to Toronto. So not only do you have to go back to... But you have to go through customs. And you can't travel on the day of the game. So... They have to leave
tonight in Atlanta.
They have to leave after the game in Atlanta. They've got to fly overnight to get into Toronto. Then they have to clear customs, and then they go to their hotel, and then they play the Raptors.
Jeez.
The one thing is, like we brought this up yesterday, the Raptors are also on a back-to-back, and that does matter. So at least they're playing a back-to-back.
Also, the Raptors stink.
No, they do. They do. But what you don't want is a scheduling loss. And I get, like, it doesn't make sense. So I don't know how many extra miles are brought into this. So we're basically talking, you know, you throw in the Utah trip. So you're probably like 3,200 miles getting to Atlanta, right? Roughly. Uh-huh. Then you got a 1,000-mile flight and then probably a 1,200-mile flight and then back 3,000 miles. So this is like an 8,000-plus-mile trip for the Kings. It doesn't have to be that way, but worst case, best case scenario, they probably, if they would have just rerouted this thing, it would have only saved you like 1,000 miles on the trip. It's either way, it's going to be like a 7,000-mile trip. If they would have gone to Toronto, then to Atlanta, then to Miami, or from Toronto to Miami to Atlanta, and then back home, whatever, it would have saved like roughly 1,000 miles. But the Kings play on the east on the West Coast, and so anytime they have to go east, you just hope that they bookend all their East Coast games together. Yeah. And they didn't do that last year either. The worst thing is when you get late in a season and they throw just like a weird random one like they did last year. Mm-hmm. That hurt the Kings. They had to go, what was it, New York, Boston, back to New York to play Brooklyn, and then home. But the fact that it was super late in the season was not good. Because you're trying to like make a run here, and you would expect that they would put most of those games like earlier in the season, like again, wrap them up into a long road trip or like two decent like 5-6 game road trips during the season where you stay on the East Coast. But that's not how the schedule makers did it last year.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know that if this is a Kings specific thing. I've not dug into every other team's schedule. This may just be the NBA.
Well, the Kings have the third most miles on the season, and Minnesota's first, which is weird.
Yeah, that's what I don't quite understand, because the Kings, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the top like three or four teams, or three of the top five teams in miles traveled are all, it's like Portland and Sacramento and one of the LA teams or Golden State or somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of, like I said, it's the nature of being on the West Coast. Minnesota's weird. Because Minnesota's like right there in the middle.
Well, totally. But what you have to remember, too, is when it comes to the TNT schedule or major network Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night games, they always want a West Coast team on those. So that means that sometimes your schedule is going to be a little more difficult because there's only a handful of teams on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Kings, the Trailblazers, who are all on Pacific Standard Time. Everyone else is on a different like clock schedule.
Yeah.
And so if you want a 7 o'clock game every Tuesday and Thursday night, you have to have teams playing on the West Coast, which means that sometimes, again, we talked about this the other day. We had a game last year where Dallas was just hanging out on a Monday night. They didn't.
Yeah.
They had like 3 days off in Sacramento.
It was 2 days off between games.
It was 2 days off before the Kings played them on like a Tuesday night. But the Kings played on Monday night and had a back-to-back. They easily could have played them on a different night. They could have played like whatever it was. They could have moved the schedule around. But it was because of national television schedule. So sometimes that's what happens. And it just makes it, you know, more difficult.
So Boston has a road trip out west late in this year, but it actually makes logistical sense.
Mm-hmm.
On March 21, they fly to Utah. Then they go, Utah to Portland, to Sacramento, to Phoenix, to San Antonio, to Memphis.
Okay.
Like, that makes sense to me.
So you just basically make a loop and
a little circle.
Yeah.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah. I also
I have a hard time getting into the whole schedule thing. And using it as an excuse, because it's just it's the schedule. You got to play the games. Like, I'm not going to call Toronto a schedule loss.
No.
I'm sorry. No. You have to beat the hell out of Toronto. I don't care if you've played three consecutive games. That's a bad team. You have to go beat them.
Yeah.
Now, it sucks when Denver's gotten two nights off and you're on the back end of a back-to-back and you've got to go to Denver. Like, that's one that's like, oh, that stinks.
Yeah.
But I think if we talk to every team in the league, I think they're probably going to have nitpicks with their schedule.
No, I totally agree with you. And then
I just can't get behind that.
I'll point out the one thing I don't like in the Kings' schedule, and like the big long road trip in January is what it is. You're going to have to play those teams. It's the one that's right at the end of the season where you go on March 29th, you go Orlando, and then Indiana, Washington, Charlotte, Cleveland, Detroit. The grouping of games is fine, and the fact that of this group, maybe three are playoff teams of the six, and we'll see what happens with Orlando with Paolo Banchero missing major time.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, so I, you know, again, Cleveland is a playoff team, and the Pacers are a playoff team. I don't know if Charlotte will get there. Detroit, I don't think so. You know, so the point is that the schedule isn't that difficult. Mm-hmm. But it is right at the end of the season. You've come back from that flight, that trip, and you have three games to finish off the season. That's pretty brutal to make a team fly back east with a six game road trip in their last nine games of the season.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Speaking of the East Coast, we'll get back to the Kings in a moment. The Jets won last night to kick off week nine of the NFL season. And it's really annoying because now we have to, like, you got to stay. Okay.
Are they back?
We got to do the Jets thing for another week.
They keep dragging me back in.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. They're 3-6. They go 7-1 to close the year. 10-7. That's good. That's going to be enough for a playoff spot. We just got to keep doing that. Oh, Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson. Here they come.
That Garrett Wilson catch was
sick.
Bonkers.
That was sick.
Yeah.
That was a really nice play.
I love as a person who played wide receiver when he was young. I absolutely love wide receiver play. I love the great catches. Like I lean way more wide receiver than quarterback or running back.
I love a toe tap, like the Nate Burleson used to do on Good Morning Football, the toe drag swag.
Yeah.
I love the body control from wide receivers is outrageous.
Oh yeah.
Like for Garrett Wilson to be moving full speed to reach up, jump, and make that catch at all is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But then to pull it down and have the wherewithal to land on your one foot, know that you're not going to get the other one down, and get your first foot in a second time as you're going to the ground.
Before you hit the ground hard, knowing you're going to bounce.
And moving at full speed to begin with.
With people all around you.
I mean,
yeah,
it just...
Yeah.
Unbelievable play.
I absolutely love a great wide receiver play. I think it's the best, like in football, the best thing you can see is someone do something amazing as a receiver.
Yeah, man. There's like Justin Jefferson. He's a little unorthodox because he runs unorthodox routes.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that on purpose. Just so defenders can't sit on like one specific thing that he does. Like he's going to chop his feet differently. He's going to move his shoulders and his hips weird before getting into his route. So it makes the defender think, right? But it's like when, who's a good example of this? When Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for me, like just gets rolling. It's really aesthetically pleasing.
Oh yeah.
It's just at his pace, he's going to get his, DeMar DeRozan, Same thing. Moving at his pace, he's going to get to his spot. That's how I feel watching really good wide receivers.
Yeah, and I've always said like it a little bit like Fox. When Fox starts, when he is rolling,
mm-hmm.
he floats. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh my goodness, look at him just floating around,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing you can do to stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I just the aesthetics of when a receiver is whether it's making a sick catch like that, whether mm-hmm. it's routing up a corner, whether it's making that toe tap catch. The one where one of my favorite plays in football is the like perfectly thrown deep ball.
Oh yeah.
Where the receiver doesn't have to break stride and catches it in stride.
Yeah, or the one that drops straight down.
Yeah. Like, and like, they don't even move.
Yeah.
And it's just just there's something really nice about watching that. All right. That's enough Jets. That's James. I'm Kyle. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We got the Kings visiting the Atlanta Hawks tonight. We talked about the Hawks a little bit earlier. Just kind of weird team, but this is a game. The Kings, you got to go get this one. But if I think was it last year that they went into Atlanta and were down like 17-0?
Oh,
they got down big in Atlanta early. And they came back. They came back to win. It might not have been 17. It might have been less than that. But I think Atlanta started off on like a 7-0 run or a 10-0 run, something like that. And they came back to win. But this Atlanta team has enough talent that you have to take them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so much talent that it's like, man, I don't know. I don't know if the Kings are going to win this one. They should go win this one.
They should win this. This is a game where you're playing a team that's totally decimated by injury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got four or five guys, like, and maybe three or four rotational players that are just gone.
Yeah.
You know, Bogdan Bogdanovich is gone. Dyson Daniels, DeAndre Hunter, they're all gone. And so this is sort of a shorthanded team, but also a team that's pretty limited because of that and one-dimensional because of that. So... I think this is, we always talk about getting off on the right foot on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
If they can get to 3-0, they can win these two games right here. All bets are off on that last game. You go to Miami, you got confidence, you're on a four game winning streak, three on the road, and you have an opportunity to go 4-0 on the road. So this is one of those games that I think can catapult you. If you're feeling good coming out of this game, you're going to be feeling good going into tomorrow's game in Toronto. Another, suspect team, and then it sets up like a potential for a really, really good start to the season.
How do the Kings get that victory? Let's get to our keys to a Kings victory. James, you and I have the same first key, and I think it could be the only key, really, if we wanted to whittle it down to one thing, because this Atlanta Hawks engine starts and ends with Trae Young. You mentioned the stat earlier. He is assisting 48.9% of their made baskets, which that's not right. He is responsible for 48.9% of their assists.
When he's on the floor.
Yes.
Yes.
Insane. He's averaging 28 and 11.6. Got to stop Trae Young.
Yeah, I think that you and I, we have our keys. They're the same, but they're a little different.
Okay.
I don't want to see him get loose scoring. Like, if you let Trae Young get hot, this guy can go for 50 without any question. He can start pulling up from all over the place. He has an ability to get on a heater like nobody's business. Like, very, very talented offensive player. And when I look at your key, it's limit his playmaking.
Yeah.
I those are two different things, and it's tough because that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to limit him as a scorer. And make him into a more of a playmaker, and then he might set up everybody else, and you're in trouble. So yeah. I think it's interesting how they have to handle him here, but he is the straw that stirs the drink in Atlanta.
I wouldn't be surprised. I want to get to matchups, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see some Keegan Murray on Trae Young, especially early.
Okay, I mean that's possible for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see Fox. We're going to see Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see Keon Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see Malik Monk, because Malik Monk can just be like an instigator.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the key is to just try to limit him. Sometimes shock somebody, send somebody at him, get the ball out of his hands early in the possession.
Sure, yeah.
Because they can't create without him.
Nope. And that's why I went with playmaking, because if he feels like he has to shoot it 30 times.
Mm-hmm.
He'll chuck from deep. He will make shots, but I don't look at Trae Young and go, man, that's just an electric shot maker. Like, he's good. He is a really, really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's not making plays, you said it, if he's at five assists, they're not getting offense from anywhere else.
Yeah.
So that's why I said you gotta limit the playmaking. And if he wants to start chucking from 30 feet, and if he's gonna hit 8 of those, then you know I think you kind of live with it.
Yeah. Atlanta last season started on an 8-0 run against the Kings in that game.
There it is.
And they were up 21-6.
That's
and,
it.
And the Kings came back and beat them.
Yeah. Key number two.
Let's see. Key number two for me. Dictate the pace. This isn't an efficient Hawks team, but they are number 5 in the league in pace. And they're going to want to push the tempo because that's kind of their one trick.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Kings can... like rein that in, but force them to play at their pace is a bad defensive team. Just you should be able to score at will, and you should be able to score at will how you want to score.
Yeah.
So slow this thing down a little bit, muck it up a little bit, and take away one of their best superpowers, and then I think it'll make the game a lot easier.
I think with Dyson Daniels out, I think Clint Capella as a rim protector is their best defender.
Mm.
And if you're running, he's not going to be able to stay on the floor. That's been the biggest problem for him in his career. And I think the Kings have the personnel to run him off the court. I love that key from you. Key number two, don't let Zachary Risache, the rookie, get comfortable.
Yeah.
Just bother him. Just make sure he's just a non-factor today. He can have a fine rookie season. He might be rookie of the year. But just make sure that this isn't the game where he goes for 20, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him get loose.
Yeah, I like that, and I think the Kings have a bunch of players that can throw at Risache. But I think Kevin Huerter, like out of the gate, might be a really really good matchup.
Yep.
And like, go ahead and see what you can do. Throw weird stuff at him.
Yep, right there with you. Number three.
This is a battle of the free throw grifters. You have to learn to defend without fouling, and this is one of those games. The Hawks are first in free throw attempts and free throw makes. Or second in free throw attempts and first and make, something like that. The Kings are way up there as well. There should be a lot of free throws in this game because that's what both of these teams kind of like to do. But be the better version in this game.
Yeah. Defending without fouling, I think, is going to be a thing all year for Sacramento. Number three, bodies in the crash zone, man. The Hawks may not be very good, but Clint Capella is a big dude. Onyeka Okongwu is a handful inside. Risache is like 6'8". Jalen Johnson is 6'8".
6'8", 6'9".
6'8". They have a lot of bodies. You gotta be in the crash zone. It can't be Domas by himself tonight. He's obviously going to put in a ton of work, and he's going to pull down a ton of boards. But with Trae Young, I mean, you talked about in that playoff series a couple years ago, it's rebound, find the relocate, open three. That's something the Hawks are very much capable of. So just keep them off the glass.
Yeah, and I would also point out that Capella is a dominant rebound against the Kings, because he's just really, really long-armed. And for whatever reason, he's not a guy that Sabonis can push around.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sabonis against shot blocker types usually just bodies them and goes right through them. And Capella is one of the few players that absorbs a hit despite being a shot blocker type.
Mm-hmm.
He absorbs a hit and then he's just way longer in the post than the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can get him in foul trouble, that's one thing. But just expect for him to have a decent night because typically he does.
What's your matchup of the game?
Let's see. We have matchups of the game. I like Keegan versus Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think Keegan, that's where I want Keegan in this game, is to go get comfortable playing against a guy that's built around like him. Like, we see Keegan have to guard up and guard down. How about you just guard the guy that's like your size and has some really nice athleticism, Jalen Johnson?
Yeah, I'm really high on Jalen Johnson. I'm excited to see that matchup if it is those two guys going at it. De'Aaron Fox versus Trae Young is mine. Like, that's two point guards, two really high level players. I think De'Aaron can guard Trae. I don't think Trae can guard De'Aaron. I would love to see De'Aaron have a game tonight.
He's had big games.
Have a 30 plus, like, just take over, he can't guard you kind of thing. Although Trey's probably going to start on Kevin Huerter. So maybe it's a big Kevin Huerter night. Whoever Trae Young is guarding needs to cook, but that De'Aaron versus Trae Young one-on-one, I think, will be fun.
Yeah.
Prediction?
I got Kings 128-115.
Yeah, I'm right along the same lines. I've got Kings 134-113. This might start out a little slow, but I think this is a game where the Kings offense can really get right. The Hawks are beat up. They don't play a ton of defense.
No,
you got
bad.
Three guys averaging 20 plus. Get somebody to 30. Get me 20 plus from Malik Monk tonight. Mm. Have a big game off the bench. I think there's a chance we could be really, really excited with the Kings offense tonight in Atlanta.
Yeah, and
I'm scoring a ton.
We talked about this earlier. They trailed 31-8 last time they played in Atlanta.
31-8?
31-8, and they ended up winning by like 7.
Yeah.
So don't ever give up in this game because they'll let you back in.
they 100% will. All right, he's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. This is ESPN 1320. I'm sorry, real quick. I will say that we looked at Portland and we looked at the Jazz. I meant to say this when I was saying 134-113 as games like, hey, got to go win this one by 20. I'm not going to knock the Kings if you need to win this one, but if it's by 7 again.
Yeah.
Like this is the Hawks are tough. They're pesky for sure. And they're well coached with Quinn Snyder. So, just wanted to mention that. All right. That's it. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We are sponsored by Jiffy Lube and this is ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Not just James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, Jesse Tapia in the building, producer for D-Lo and KC, joining us as he does every single Friday for a little Mad Props.
It's facts. It's kind of wild. We just walk in here like, hey, I'm walking into work. Let me go hop on the radio real quick.
Yeah, man.
It's a wild
job.
You
just do that. You just get here, you set your stuff down, and then you walk in.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is nice.
It is
nice. I enjoy
this.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everyone.
Shout out to you guys. Dude, I told you the vibes are up today.
Yeah.
Mad props. So typically we'll do the 49er game and then a Kings game from the weekend. No 49ers this week, though. So we're going Raiders. We're going Raiders against Bengals, which you can catch kickoff 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320. We're going Raiders versus Bengals and then the Kings game tonight. So this is tonight's Kings game against the Atlanta Hawks. And the Raider game on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you remember the little bet, side bet, wage thing we made?
Oh, yeah, I lost.
With the Raiders and the Bengals?
No.
Remember we were throwing teams out the club? And I was like, yeah, we keep the Raiders in here and we throw the Bengals out. And we're like, all right, we'll monitor these teams or whatever. That's the season.
Yeah.
So this is a big game right here.
Oh, Loser Leaves Town match?
It might be, yeah.
We'll go through. We got some Loser Leaves Town matches for sure. We'll go through those. But let's get to bad props first. Two games, two props. Which number's higher? Let's let the voice guy describe it.
It's time for Mad Props. Two games, two props. Which number will be higher?
What I said.
That's for Kyle and James to decide. Here's Mad Props.
All right, the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. The 2-6 Raiders against the 3-5 Bengals. No T. Higgins for the Bengals. Ooh. They've struggled without T. Higgins this year. And then we've got the Kings facing the Hawks. So here we go. Number one, we'll start with you, James. Gardner Minshew, passing yards. Or total points in Kings versus Hawks?
Total points, Kings-Hawks.
Okay, that was easy.
250. Yeah. 250 would be my number.
Yeah, you've got 243 is the number on your official prediction on our sheet of paper here. So 243, Jesse?
Yeah, I'll go with James. I'm going to go Kings-Hawks points right here. I can imagine the Kings going like 120 plus. Hawks get around 110 or something like that.
You know what? I'll ride with my guy Gardner Minshew. I'll do it for the bit.
That's tough. That's your boy?
Why not? That's going to be my boy this week.
Uh-oh.
I think this is just, look, here's, this is based solely on vibes. This is no data. This is the kind of game they went in and beat Baltimore in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one of those games where, hey, the Bengals are trying to stick around, and then Gardner Minshew goes in and lights him up for four touchdowns.
Figure he has to have one good game this season.
It's going to, I mean,
like at some point, it's got to happen.
Riding with my guy Gardner Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jesse. Brock Bowers catches or Keegan Murray made field goals? Jacoby Myers is back this week, it looks like.
I'm going to go, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go Keegan Murray made field goals.
James?
What is it, catches or targets?
Catches.
I can see Keegan had like nine shots or whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go Jacoby Myers.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said a second name. Brock Bowers.
Oh, Brock Bowers.
Is the name we're looking
Brock
for.
Brock Bowers. I'm going to go Brock Bowers.
All right, very good. I think I'm going to go that same direction. I don't trust Keegan Murray right now or quite yet to reliably go get like 8-9 buckets.
Yeah, and I think Brock Bowers will have 8 or 9 catches.
Yeah, that's the right number there. I have in my head.
Uh-huh.
So maybe Keegan goes off, but we had a bold prediction that he's going to score 20.
Wow.
Yeah, but he could score 20 and do that on
six.
five or six makes. Yeah. Number three, James. Max Crosby pressures or Kevin Huerter 3-point attempts?
Ooh, I'm going to go Kevin Huerter because he's back in the ATL.
Yeah, man.
Where it all started.
I'm rocking with you on this because I think they're going to try and guard him with Trae Young. And I think the Kings are going to run Trae Young through a bunch of screens, and Kevin Huerter is going to have a lot of wide open looks. Jesse? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go Kevin Huerter too. Kevin Huerter looks like he's starting to play a little bit better each game. So.
Yeah, this might be like a Kevin Huerter gets hot and hits like 6 of 11.
Is Kevin going for 20? Is that a bold prediction?
Oh,
no.
No?
That's a little spicy. I wouldn't call it bold, though.
Okay.
He makes, what is that, 5 threes and he's at 15?
Yeah.
You need a couple other buckets? Yeah, no. It's not bold. No.
Just checking the temp.
Jesse, Trey Tucker, the wide receiver, Trey Tucker receiving yards, or Malik Monk points, rebounds, and assists?
I don't feel great about this one at all. I'm going to go... go Trey Tucker. I haven't picked a football one yet. I'll go Trey Tucker receiving yards.
Love that. Love the reasoning, James.
I will also go Trey Tucker, and not because I haven't picked football, because I think Trey Tucker will probably end up like 50-something yards.
You have picked football, though.
Yeah.
So here's the... He's basically been... He's going to have 90 or 18.
Yeah.
Like, he's been very feast or famine this year.
Malik Monk let me down last week, so...
Yeah, that's what... Malik Monk just let me down in prize picks, but, like... It feels like we're going to get the 23-point, 6-assist game from Malik at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it today.
No, I'm not doing it today. I've already done one for the sake of the bit. That's my limit. I'm going with Trey Tucker just because when in doubt, go with the ceiling. And the ceiling, I think, for Malik is in the 30 range.
Yeah.
I think the ceiling for Trey Tucker is in that 90-plus range.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof. I've heard that. James Hamm. Daniel Carlson's longest made field goal for the Raiders or Domantas Sabonis points, rebounds, and assists?
Oh, dang. This is a tough one. Let me see.
That's the goal of the bit.
Yeah.
If they were all easy, that'd be lame.
I'm going to go Carlson.
Yeah. Jesse?
I'm going to go Danny Carlson, too.
Are we all... Okay, fine. I'll pick, for the sake of the bit...
We don't all have the same answers, do we?
Yeah, we all went Raiders.
Well, not for, like, this specific question, but, like... Yeah, for that one, yeah. But, I mean, like, all of our answers vary, like, for this whole thing.
We've had two other ones in a row here where we all picked the same. This would be three in a row where we're all on the same train?
I don't know. What do you want me to...
I think the Bengals...
You want us to manufacture, like, debate or something, like, first take?
No, I've got... Yes. You don't know what you're talking about. Gardner Minshew is going to light these dudes up. He's going to have... We thought he had Steve Spagnuolo in a blender. Lou Anarumo doesn't know what's about to hit him. Gardner Minshew is going to throw for 350 yards. He's going to throw for four touchdowns. And Daniel Carlson's going to sit his ass on the bench all day except to come out and kick extra points. I don't think he's going to kick a field goal. I don't think he's going to have to make a field goal. Give me Domas.
Well, I disagree.
Erroneous.
It's blasphemous.
I probably shouldn't ask this question, but I'm going to ask it.
Right. Oh, I thought you were really going to ask it.
That's a D'Lo and KC deep cut from yesterday. Yeah, hopefully you were listening. Last one, Jesse. Raiders total points or DeMar DeRozan total points?
This one feels a little disrespectful. I'm going to go DeMar DeRozan total points.
Why is this disrespectful?
Because they're like, come on, you're a football team. Put up 25 points like a normal football team, but they can't. They're probably going to put up like 20, 21, maybe on a good day. I'll go DeMar DeRozan.
James?
I, too, am going to go DeMar because I think he's going to just tear up Re-Sachet.
And the disrespect of Gardner Minshew in this Raiders offense continues.
No.
I'm right. No, I'm doing it for the bit. I'm committed. I need the Raiders to score like 50 points.
Your winning percentage in this game is just in the trash. It's just all for the sake of the bit.
It is. I am rocking with the Raiders offense this weekend in Cincinnati for some reason.
Big Gardner Minshew guy.
You owe me $1 if he lights him up.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair.
We do get to tack on an extra win this week, by the way. Jesse and I do, because we had our little side prop with whether the Chiefs or the Boston Celtics would lose first. And the Celtics lost in overtime to the Pacers the other night. I believe 135-133 was the final.
Around there.
So Boston has lost. Kansas City hung on to beat the Las Vegas Raiders last week. So Jesse and I will get an extra point this week.
There we go.
Boo.
Shout out to us.
I knew those damn Celtics couldn't do it.
Boo Celtics.
This is just the reason this is. I wrote this down before the show. This Raiders Bengals game feels like the kind of game that the Raiders are going to go win.
Why?
Because they went into Kansas City and won a game on Christmas last year. They went in to Baltimore and beat the Ravens.
That was like a whole month ago.
In week two. I just.
That was when there was hope.
This is when. I know, dude.
That was when there was belief.
I just. There shouldn't have been any hope or belief last year, and there was.
Yeah,
this is all vibes.
They always have that weird Kansas City game, though. And like looking at it this week, the Bengals are kind of like trying to save their season the way they've been talking and all that. The Raiders, like, we're already
at
the point
where Raiders are trying to save their season too. They're 2-6.
Brother, season's gone. Like, leave it be.
We've
got like Gardner Minshew's a starter, and we already went to the backup. Like, you're here by accident, by injury.
Yeah,
you're not even supposed to be starting. Like,
He's going to secure that starting job with a huge game this weekend. Can't wait.
I vouched for them earlier in the season, and they made me look like fools.
Now, Daniel Carlson going to have a boring-ass day. Raiders-Bengals is a loser-leaves-town match, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
The Raiders might already be out of town.
Yeah, they're in the town over. They're just, like, waiting for the Bengals, I guess. We bought you a ticket. If you want to use it, go ahead. But
what about Chargers-Browns?
As far as loser-leaves-town?
Yeah.
Chargers
are 4-3, Browns 2-6.
I don't like losing. No, I don't think it's loser leaves town. Browns are done. Chargers, if they lose, they're still alive for the wild card and all that.
Okay. What about you, James? I think my issue with the Chargers is if they're losing to the Browns, it's like,
They're going to be around 500 at the end of the season.
I just say, but the Browns are like unpredictable at this point because we have no idea what Jameis Winston's going to do. And, you know, they just got Chubb back. there's a possibility like 3 weeks into to Nick Chubb being on the field that like this looks better. So I don't know. I the Browns defense is they've been waiting for some help on the offensive side, so they're not just like playing the entire game. So I do think that there's a possibility that the Browns can recover a little bit. I don't know.
Do you guys remember the Leroy Jenkins video?
Yes, I love that video.
Did you ever did that land in your purview of internet culture?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know how widespread like the old internet things are.
If you were in like middle school and high school, probably around that time you've seen it. If not, you probably didn't see it.
It's World of Warcraft, and they're like, it's all staged, but they're playing World of Warcraft, and they're going over all this like, this is our chance of survival, this and that, da 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 da, like, and this one guy just goes, time's up, guys, let's go, Leroy Jenkins. It just goes running in, and they all die because Leroy just ran in like a bat out of hell.
Okay.
That's how I feel watching Jameis Winston play football.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Hey, it might work, it might not, but he's going to do it.
Hey, Jameis, we're going to run the ball right here or whatever. Nah, Jameis like, nah, Leroy Jenkins.
No, we're checking out of that. I'm going deep. Is it triple coverage? Perfect. I'm committed. Let's go. That's how Jameis Winston feels to me. So I if the Chargers lose this game, I just, maybe they don't have to leave town, but I just don't believe in them. But you go into Cleveland, you dominate this game, you get to 5-3. Like, okay, hey, maybe they're going to turn it around here in November. Maybe.
I'm out.
All right.
I'm out.
Fine. Other loser leaves town matches. This I'm going to combine this with games that matter for the 49ers who aren't playing this week. Cowboys Falcons not loser leaves town.
Cowboys Falcons not. I think that is.
Falcons are leading the NFC South.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
They're 5-3.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't. But if you lose to Dallas.
Yeah. That was my whole argument with the Chargers and the Browns. I think if you're the 49ers, you want Dallas to lose.
It's not loser leaves town. It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
But if you're the 49ers, you want Dallas to lose, right?
Yeah.
Gain separation. Just get another team out of the paint.
I don't even
know
if you're kind of worried about that at this point.
I think Dallas
is cooked.
Yeah,
they're 3-4. I do too, but you want to see them lose and just, yeah. I think the more separation you can gain. Like, that's the thing is there's this just clump of teams in the NFC. There's like 12 teams that could realistically make the playoffs.
The way I see it is like you're only going to get one team out of the NFC West. I think that makes the playoffs.
Yeah, oh, I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
And it might be the Rams, by the way. The Rams,
You're back
all of
on
this,
the Rams?
Dude, yeah. Despite all of what's happened with them, they're 3-4. And if they beat the Seahawks this weekend and the Cardinals lose to the Bears, the Rams are number one in the NFC West.
They're low-key like the Steelers of the NFC. They're just generally competitive and always good. Like, Tomlin's always got them above 500, but no matter what, like, McVay's always going to be around, I feel.
Yeah, they've had a couple of down years, but the fact that they're still 3-4 with all their injuries, that's crazy. Speaking of Bears-Cardinals, loser leaves town?
Nah, because okay. Cardinals lose, they're still in it for the NFC West.
The
Bears,
NFC West is going to be a dogfight the rest of
the
week.
The Bears, that hurt my heart last week for them.
That was tough.
That was low-key, like, you can do whatever you want the rest of the season, but that's tough.
I think they're going to be in it.
Like, we're going to learn a lot about the Bears this week.
Mm.
Their schedule has not been super hard. Let's get to their. They beat Tennessee. Then they lost to Houston and Indianapolis. They beat the Rams before the Rams got healthy. That's a nice little win. They beat the heck out of the Panthers. They beat the heck out of the Jags in. Is that the London game?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They had a bye week, and then they go lose in heartbreaking fashion to the Commanders. We're going to learn a lot here when they play Arizona. They get Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, San Francisco, Minnesota, Detroit, Seattle, Green Bay.
We're going to learn if they're actually a good
they're
team.
Done.
We're going to learn if they're actually good, I guess.
That's such a brutal schedule.
Yeah, you're probably right, loser leaves town, though. Because of that schedule. I mean, that's just...
The only thing with the Cardinals is I don't think anyone in the NFC West is going to fully like separate and run away. Like, it's always all year going to be like 10-7 probably wins that division.
Probably.
And Arizona has Chicago, then the Jets, then their bye week, then Seattle, Minnesota, Seattle, New England, Carolina, Rams, Niners. They're going to be in it. They're going to be around.
Yeah.
So I don't think they leave town. But obviously, if you're a 49er fan, you're rooting for the Cardinals to lose.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Jags at Eagles. I don't think this is loser leaves town. But I do think if you're San Francisco, you need to see the Eagles lose.
The Eagles are starting to heat up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're starting to play some good football.
Yeah. Now, if they lose to Jacksonville, it could derail the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the vibes seem like they're good again.
In Jacksonville?
Defense is playing better?
No,
in Philly.
Okay. Yeah. Jacksonville is shot.
No, they're done. Yeah. This isn't.
Doug Peterson's getting fired at the end of the year, so.
Yeah, Doug Peterson might get fired at the end of this week.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, this was not a Jags thing. This is the Eagles are 5-2.
Eagles are starting to turn it up. I can't buy into Nick Sirianni, but for the players on that team, like I think they're starting to play well.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Well, they got healthy too.
Lose to the Jags, though.
Yeah. Their receivers got healthy. They weren't healthy early.
Yeah. Lions at Packers is going to be a super fun game.
NFC Championship preview.
I think it is.
That's where I'm at right now with these two teams. I think there'll be the two teams in the NFC Championship this year.
Yeah, these are just to me these are the two clear cut best teams.
The Packers are very good in the conference. Team, I think.
Yeah.
Packers are going to be around for a few years.
I think it can change pretty quickly, but you know the Packers have so many weapons.
Mm-hmm. Their defense is also awesome.
Nobody talks about that.
Yeah, we talk like and I mean it's offense drives the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. It's Jordan Love, it's Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks and
Josh Jacobs,
Josh Jacobs, Christian Watson, Tucker Kraft. Like that's just a really good group. Their defense has been awesome too, which is why I think they can go in this game against the Lions and. They can give him a little run at Lambeau.
Jordan Love low-key can't, struggles to stay healthy.
Yeah. That injury last week was weird.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Just, all of a sudden, just like a groin injury, and he's just down. It's like, what happened?
Yeah, and you were expecting him to miss time, but sounds like he's going to play. Yeah.
I wanted to do a thing about which team do you want to see lose if you're the Niners, but I don't think it matters. They're both in such a higher class right now. I just don't.
Oh, as far as that game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Niners aren't just on the same team right now.
Yeah.
You got to worry about the division at that point.
Rams, Seahawks? Loser leaves town?
For the Rams, maybe?
Yeah, the Rams are 3-4.
If you're under 500, like, these games matter. Like, every game matters at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, like, you can't just count on anything going forward.
Well, yeah, and they'd have to finish, like, 7-2.
Yeah.
And that ain't happening.
I could see it for the Rams. Seahawks are what, 4-4?
4-4.
4-4, yeah.
And they've been struggling. They started 3-0.
I just don't love them.
Is Puka playing this week? I saw he got hurt at practice, hurt his knee.
I don't think Puka's playing.
Yeah, we didn't have an update yet. Yeah, but doesn't look good.
That game doesn't, I guess if the 49ers probably want to see the Rams lose, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be in third place no matter what. No matter what happens.
Yeah. If this week,
the Niners are in third place in the West.
I figure if you're the 49ers, you probably want to see your teams take themselves out of it.
Yeah.
Because if the Seahawks lose, they're still there.
Exactly.
But if the Rams lose, it's all right. Yeah. Now we've got some ground.
Get a little separation. Last one here. Colts at Vikings. Not a loser leaves town.
It's not, but the Vikings need to win this game.
The Vikings need this one.
Because now, like, I've been all pro Vikings. Yeah, Sam Darnold.
Me too.
Yeah. Now it's like, all right, like, come on, pick it up now.
If you're losing to the Colts and Joe Flacco at home, you're out of the Super Bowl contender conversation for me. They're still there for me because I think their defense is still really good. I believe in Kevin O'Connell. I believe in their offensive weapons. But if they drop this one.
Come on, Sammy.
Yeah, but you know what? It could be like, you remember the Niners had that stretch last year where they lost 3 in a row? It could just be one of those where they're just like a little staggered and, you know, You lost one bad game, but then a couple that you probably should have won. I don't know.
Vikings lost last week?
Yeah, they lost to the Rams.
By 10.
Have they lost 2 in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get this game this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after this, they get Jags, Titans, Bears. It's their next three.
Cardinals, Falcons, Bears. That's not great. Seattle. Like, the rest of their schedule is pretty soft.
Yeah. You got to get this one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe in Minnesota anymore if they lose this week. And then Bucks, Chiefs. That is going to be a rock fight, dude.
I'm out on the Bucks till Mike Evans is healthy, I guess.
Yeah. If you're the Niners, you want to see him lose.
Yeah.
You need the NFC team to go down.
I just don't know who's going to catch the ball. That's tough.
Cade Otton.
That's it.
That's all I got.
Maybe some Bucky Irving in the passing game.
Yeah.
I really thought the Bucks were going to be able to do something this year, too, before Godwin was out for the year. And I mean, Evans, maybe they still can when he's back healthy, but.
Yeah, it's tough.
I saw them making a run.
Sorry, I'm counting. 15.
We got no games today. Probably about 5 minutes, 4 minutes out.
What?
Probably out at 11:56 today, I'm assuming.
No, it's going to be like 55. I'm just going to go 55 and cross my fingers. That's kind of what I'm doing because I can't count.
That's what we do here.
This is why there's usually a third person to do all this stuff. But that's fine. That's fine. I didn't get to count before the show, which is what I typically do. Jesse, what do you guys got coming up on D'Lo and Casey?
Kings Hawks. You're going to be on the show today. We got Eddie Gonzalez. Are you on today?
Between 2 and 3.
All right, James, between 2 and 3. Just a lot of Kings, and it's Friday, so who
is it
knows?
Just, I haven't seen D'Lo. Is it just Casey?
I don't know. I just show up, bro. I'm in the studio. We're good. Whoever's in the seat, perfect. Let's go.
The producer of D'Lo and Casey.
Just as long as someone's talking and we're on the radio, we're good.
We're good.
I don't all need right. to know anything else.
Well, Kenny Caraway is definitely here, and he looks dashing. So we'll get Kenny in here to take you up to 4 o'clock and take you into the weekend. I'm James Hamm. That's Kyle Madsen. Salute to Jesse Tapia. Thanks for dropping in as you do every Friday for Mad Props. What?
You just said I'm James Hamm and that's Kyle Madsen and pointed at me.
He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen.
We're people. What do you want? It's 1320.
We dressed up as D'Lo and Casey yesterday. I'm all thrown off. We'll be back on Monday at 10.
Allegedly.
In some order. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Drink water and be nice to people this weekend. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.